of all, let us call your attention to the Gospel according to St. John. Out of the 15th chapter, I read verses 12 through 15. Then I'll go back to Isaiah 53 and pick up at verse 4 and read verses 4 through 8. The Gospel according to St. John. The 15th chapter, Jesus speaks to us. The Bible is recorded as saying, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Isaiah saw it like this: "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken." Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. On the base of those verses this morning, we like to use a topic: everybody's got a friend in Jesus. Everybody got a friend in Jesus. Thank God for the anointing of the choir this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for the witnessing of the saints of God. Could somebody come to lift up the name of Jesus? How many of you come to really have church? Not just come to church, but come to have church. Hallelujah. That little church that's inside of you needs a little turning every now and then. Hallelujah. Paul said it like this: every now and then you got to stir up the gift that is already in you. Hallelujah. It falls down from one generation to another. I thank God that my mama had joy. And come mama had joy, I got joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what they mean when they say they never die. They never are forgotten. They never go away. Because we keep them right here. We keep them right here close. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nothing better than serving a mighty God that loves us so much that he would go far enough to not call us servants, but refer to us as his friends. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is only by the grace and the mercy of God that we have been given this privilege, and I find it to be an opportunity again to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. I take it not for granted to be able to come together with my brothers and my sisters just to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. We do have some visitors this morning, some people that we haven't seen before, but they are just people. Amen. Don't let them quench your spirit. Don't let them hinder you from being who you are. And to our visitors, we're talking about the same God that you serve wherever you go. So don't let Fowl's Chapel scare you. We make a little noise and we do a little running, but we just love Jesus. If you got anything in your heart for the Lord, you don't mind telling God thank you every now and again. Hallelujah, Jesus. I grew up under some folk that said when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. I don't care whether you feel like moving or not. When God gets ready, you gonna move. And when there are situations in your life, when you give them over to the Lord, they gonna move. All you gotta do is just wait on God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you feel heavy this morning, all you gotta do is lay aside every weight. Every weight that so easily beset you, that whatever is holding you down, whatever got your mind so crowded you can't hear what thus said the Lord our God, you ought to ask the Lord for a cleansing this morning. Clean my mind out. Let me be able to meditate. Let me be able to hear what thus said the Lord, because God has a word for somebody. There are times in our lives when we just don't have a mind to praise God like we ought. Somebody will say that it just don't take all of that. Somebody will say that I wish that they could move along, but then there's someone that will say I wish that she would hush. But now, until you have an opportunity to walk in that individual's shoes, you don't know why they are praising him like they're praising him. You don't know why they're crying out like they're crying out. Maybe somewhere in the midst of their prayers, they haven't gotten their answer yet, but they believe in their mind, if I just keep on talking to him, if I keep on waiting on him, then whatever I asked him for, it shall come to pass. See, faith is that thing where we got to believe in the unseen. And sometimes you can't see your blessings, but they're right there. Sometimes blessings are all around us and we don't even see them. We're always asking God for this or asking God for that. And if we would just open up our eyes, we'll see that the blessings are right there before us. There are some that feel in their heart this morning that every now and then you have a mind to tell God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The old saints used to say, look where he brought me from. The new saints, my brother says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me. See, if you haven't got to where you can get personal with God, you're missing something. Because if you see it going on what mama and them said and what the preacher said, you better get a grip. Because you better know what God said and you better talk to God for yourself. Nobody in here needs nobody to talk to God for them. You can talk to God for yourself. You don't have to be overly educated to tell God, I need you this morning. You don't have to have a whole lot of money to tell God, I got a blessing and I want you to bless me. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's so many things in our life that we worry God about that God has already given us. He said, if we want anything, all we got to do is ask for it. And some of us, we are too busy worrying instead of asking. And we got to learn when we ask, we got to ask in faith. When we ask in faith, we believe that whatever it is, God can do it. See, I serve a God that still watches over us and still cares for us. I serve a God this morning that provides our every need, even when we think that we're not going to make it. Most of us in here were born poor, still poor. But the Lord done blessed us with more things than we ever had in our life. But how about when you take time to just look at those things and then you get to the realization that they are just things. You know how you used to be so caught up in your furniture? Now you dust it off a little bit, but it's just furniture. After you wear that out, they got some more in the store. Go get you a little bit more. Some of us get so caught up into our time that we can't even go to God's house in peace because we're so scared somebody going to talk about what we got on. Well, I come to tell you this morning, just come to God just as you are. Don't worry about what you got on your back. But you start being concerned about what's going on the inside. Don't even worry about that fleshly sin of yours, because God is going to take care of that too. But if you pray to the Lord thy God, that God will renew the right spirit within you. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, we got to have the right spirit. We know how to talk. We know how to walk right. But there comes a time when we get out of order. Anybody in here ever got out of order? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for somebody that don't mind telling the truth. You may as well be honest with yourself. God knows everything there is to know about us. There's a saying that everybody needs somebody. Then I heard some folks say that I don't want to go old by myself. Well, you got to learn how to treat folk while you're young. Because if you don't treat folk like somebody, then you might be old all by yourself. You may have 5 or 6 children, but if you didn't respect them and treat them right, you might be old all by yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. That there are some folk that don't realize how important it is to treat everybody like they want to be treated. There comes a time when the strongest of ones of us know that we got to have somebody to lean on. It does not make you weak just because you need to lean on somebody. But you need to lean on somebody that is able to help you. You need to lean on somebody that knows what it is to go through something. Because see, if you've never gone through anything, you can't help nobody going through. And we need to stop saying, I know what you're going through, because you don't know what that individual is going through. You might have familiarities with that situation, but you don't know what that individual is going through. Because see, there's some things that we're going to handle in a different manner. That's why everybody don't praise him the same. That's why everybody don't get on this choir. Everybody don't get on the usher ministry. Everybody got something that God has predestined them to do. Then we got a whole lot of folks still sitting down on what God wants you to do. In life, we have family, friends, our churches, and our communities. But even with all of that, there are times that you feel like you're all alone. The Bible declares, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Then the golden rule tells us this morning to treat others like we expect to be treated. But too many times in our life, we find ourselves sowing the wrong kind of seeds. We don't like nobody and don't nobody like us. When you get yourself in a place where you can't get along with nobody, something's wrong somewhere. When there's a crowd of people and it's always something dealing with you, something is wrong with that picture. Every time somebody run back and bring you a bone, be careful the one that got the bone in his mouth. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why a lot of folk don't have a lot of friends. Because they tried some folk out and they found out that everybody that say that they're your friend is not your friend. A friend is something that is hard to find. But a friend is a treasure to have. A friend loveth at all times. See, that's what I like about a friend. A friend will love you even though you may be going through. A friend will still be there for you. But now associate will kick you to the curb just as soon as they get a chance. Doesn't take very much. All you got to do is not say what they want you to say. All you got to do is don't get in their clique. See, sometimes if you can't get in the right clique, folk don't want to be bothered with you. Family is one of the strongest bonds on the earth. And the mindset of the family is that if you don't have nobody else, you got family. But as sad as it is, that's not the case in today's society. That's the way it used to be. There was a time when we talked about our family. Then you know that you could depend on the family. Now, there are a whole lot of times that the family might say no. But when push comes to shove, Those ones that you pushed on the outside. Those will be the very ones that will come to your rescue. Because now in some instances and in some families, nobody's going to treat you like family. Nobody's going to understand you like family. But how many of you know that we have some friends that are just as important as our family? There are some friends that bring peace to your life. There are some friends that you can say that will even treat you better than your family. That's the reality of life. It doesn't matter how tight-knit the family is. There's always a break in the chain somewhere. But where there's a break, there's also a rock. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when you begin to look at that rock might be old, that rock might be getting feeble, but that rock got a foundation that the whole family can just start building on the rock. See, I heard that the Lord God said in his word, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all over ground. See, if you're standing on anything besides God this morning, you're going to sink after a while. We got to understand how important it is to have a friend. There are those of us, sad to say, don't have any friends. What is a friend? A friend is a person whom one loves and trusts. A friend is a close companion or comrade. A friend is one that is helpful to someone. A friend is a supporter or a sympathizer. That's what a friend is. Now, some of us think that you got friends when you got hanging partners. But there's a difference between associates and hanging partners and those that are in the clique, because a hanging partner will drop you and start hanging with somebody else. But a friend will allow you to hang with somebody else and still be your friend. Don't you know we got some folk that say you my friend and they don't want you to be friends to nobody else? They have a selfish spirit about your friendship. They don't want nobody close to you but them. But a real friend wants you to be a friend to any and everybody that want to be your friend. If there's nothing else in the world that you can have, you ought to want to have a friend. Because I don't care how much money you got, a money can't do for you what friends can do for you. Friendship is powerful. Friendship is based on love and concern. And the only way that we can really be a friend, the Bible says if we are to have a friend, we must first of all show ourselves friendly. Well, in order to be able to show yourself friendly, you got to know something about Jesus. The Bible says, the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even if I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Jesus says, greater love have no man than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends. Now, do you know who your best friend is? Think about that best friend for a moment. Now, you and your best friend is standing there. And the reality is today, somebody got to die. Now, friend, is it going to be you? Or is it going to be me? Somebody got to go today.
I guess I'll go, Pastor.
What a friend we have in Jesus. And the thing is that the love of Jesus is what gets in the hearts of us. And that's why my brother can say without any reservation, because he knows that if he let his life go for the cause of love, that everything is going to be all right with him. Now, there are some of us would like to think, well, I'm not quite ready to die. I need to get some things in order. But you can't get things in order unless God allows you the appropriate time. So that's why the Bible says, be ye also ready, for you know not the day or the hour when God is going to appear. Greater love have no man than this, that a man that will lay down his life for friends. Now, Jesus goes on a little further. He said, ye are my friends if ye do what I command you. Back up. He says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So now, in order for you to be somebody, you got to learn how to love like Jesus. For Jesus says, henceforth, I call ye not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you my friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you. So in other words, Jesus is saying, I didn't keep nothing back. I'm going to let you know what I know. There are some folk that think that they know everything. But I come to tell you that there are some things in life that you just don't know. You got to know that there's no greater love than the love of Jesus. And I thank God for a man that will lay down his life. I come to tell you this morning that if you don't have earthly friends, I come to let you know that everybody got a friend in Jesus. All you got to do is trust the power of God. And the Lord will make a way out of no way. One reason I know that God is our friend. But when we look back in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says he surely he had borne our griefs. And the Lord carried our sorrows. We did extremely stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Somebody got sickness in their body this morning. But when I think about the sacrifice of Jesus, by his stripes we are healed this morning. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. I stop by to tell you that the Lord will make a way out of no way. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. The Lord God knew what he had to go through. What a friend we have in Jesus. I stop by to tell you this morning that you got to trust the power of God. You got to know that God is your friend. If you ever need a friend on this side of life, all you got to do is trust the power of God. Because I come to tell you this morning that there's no better man than Jesus. That's why when we think about Calvary's hill, Jesus went up into Calvary this morning. He died a shameful death. He bled down to his body this morning. And by the blood of the Lamb, we have salvation this morning. I stopped by to tell you this morning that it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, how long you've been on the Lord's side. You might not even be saved, but Jesus is still your friend. Everybody got a friend in Jesus the Christ. The psalmist said, what a friend we have in Jesus. And all of his sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry to the Lord everything, my good days and my bad days. I can carry them to my friend. And my friend hears my voice. My friend reached down for me. When time get hard, I can call on my friend. When I don't have money in my pocket, I can call on my friend. When I get hungry, my friend said he is the bread. He is the bread and I can eat of that bread. If I get thirsty, my friend said I am water, that you don't have to thirst anymore. I stopped by to tell you that I do have a friend in Christ Jesus the Lord. My friend died for me. My friend was there when everybody else was gone. My friend is everywhere that I go. I thank God this morning that if I go to the higher part of the earth, my friend will be right there. If I find myself in the lowest place, my friend will be right there. I got a friend that'll never let you down. I got a friend that you can call any time of the day. Sometime when you call your earthly friend, the line might be busy. They might be busy. They might ignore your call. But when you call on Jesus, when you call on Jesus, his line is never busy. My friend always got his ears open. My friend got his heart open. My friend opened up his arms one day and said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Anybody tired? Anybody weak? Anybody need joy? All you gotta do is walk with my friend. My friend, my friend is with me every day of my life. And one thing I can say is that everybody got a friend in Christ Jesus. All you have to do is accept him. Accept him as your Savior. When we think about how we get saved, it doesn't come from falling out in the floor. It doesn't come from speaking in tongues. But you have to use that tongue that God has given you. And the Bible says, just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart that as we prepare to have Holy Communion, that when we think about his death on the cross, his body is the bread that we eat. His blood is the wine that we drink. And we drink that in remembrance of him who have taken on the iniquities of us all. Isaiah knew in advance in the Old Testament days that we like sheep, that we would go astray and we'd do things our own way. And even though we went our own way, the Bible says the Lord still laid upon him the iniquity of us all. When you think about what Jesus has done for us, shouldn't that give you a mind to just want to get closer to Jesus? It ought to give you a mind this morning that if I can't say that I got an earthly friend, I found out this morning that I do have a friend, because I got a friend in Jesus. And what greater love than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friends.